Another thing you can do, and I learned this one from my late husband, David. He was always concerned about the effects of radiation, even when you're getting a dental x-ray. Because if you'll notice, the person puts on that padded vest or goes behind a shield. So obviously getting too much of it has been determined that it's not healthy for you. Because he was very health conscious and energy consciousness and wanted to take optimum care of himself. He was concerned even about what was happening when he would get a dental x-ray, just that small amount. So what he did first off was he would say, okay, from the neck down, I want you to apply a really strong protective energetic shield, sort of like what the dental technician does. And then he said, from the neck up, I want you to isolate out only the dental area that's needed. So anything outside of that area, I want the protective shield. And then he went through the x-rays. And after he had the x-rays, what he did, well, he removed the shields when he was finished, just like you take off a garment. He liked orange for this, but ask what works for you, and you can even use your chart. But for this particular situation, his dowsing and intuition, he was guided to use the color orange for radiation from x-rays. So he visualized that color coming into him, and you can visualize it coming in through your crown, and you can open like little trap doors on your feet and on your fingers and visualize it coming in anywhere you want. So you visualize that circulating all through your body, and you just see it like in your circulatory system or just flowing throughout your body. And he would see it having a cleansing effect, and that color and frequency was going to wash away and flush out any of the effects of the radiation that could be harmful or detrimental to him. When he finished with that, then he asked that it flow out through those openings that he had created, the little doors on his fingers and his feet and his crown. He asked that it flow out wherever was the most appropriate way to leave. And that, again, the angels take it away and do the right and proper thing with it to neutralize any harmful effects with this energy and just use it as neutral energy for the benefit of the universe. He liked white and gold light. But again, you can do the rainbow of colors or whatever you want. He called in other light and circulated it through his body to like recharge himself or renew himself. We took away, we cleared out, we put in. So that's what he did. And then when he was all finished, he sealed it and held what he needed inside of himself by closing the little doors on the fingers and on the feet and on the crown. So now he was holding all this wonderful energy inside. I'm telling you these stories so that it will stimulate your creative thought. And when you're feeling uncomfortable about something or feeling that, oh, I really don't like this and it maybe it's harmful, we have the fear mode for a reason. It's for our protection. And when we're aware that we're going into that fear and anxiety mode, think of what would give us peace and comfort. What would correct it for us? And then take that action. It's just another way to enhance your awareness. While I'm on this about fear, you may have heard other people in the spiritual or metaphysical realm, particularly those that are just learning and took some new classes, saying, got to get out of the fear mode, reject all things that are related to fear, move into love and everything will be just fine. Ignore those fears. Just get away from those fears. Work from love. If you work on letting go of fear every day or a fear every time it comes up, then all that's going to be left is love and light. Well, in theory, that sounds great. However, in practice, we're given fear for a reason. If you are standing in the middle of a railroad track and a train is coming, fear is a really good thing because it's going to get you off that track so you're not squished by the train. And the same thing if you're out in nature. There's that fight or flight thing. The adrenaline comes in to help you deal with it. That fear comes in. In our society, it's a little different for us because most of us are not out there in the woods in danger like caveman, so to speak. We're sitting in front of the computer. So our fears have a different base or a different focus. But still, they're there for a beneficial reason. and to totally ignore them or stuff them, put our head in the sand and say, I don't have any fear. It's crazy. It also doesn't make sense to like put your head in the sand. In this case, denial doesn't help. I go back to the saying, if ignorance were bliss, it would be folly to be wise. As you're getting more and more awareness about things, realize at what point did I feel fear? At what point did I feel anxiety? Or at what point did I get off of my center? And as you're kind of brainstorming, thinking, let's see, was it before lunch? Was it after lunch? Was it when I got in the car? If you're trying to identify the specific time, here again, your dowsing can come into play. Yes, it was that time. No, it wasn't that. Oh, I get it. It was when I had this thought or when this or that happened in my environment, I reacted in this way. I didn't respond. I reacted. So use that. Use those feelings. That feeling of fear is there for a purpose. Now, we can go overboard to where our fears totally immobilize us and we can't do anything. That's not beneficial either. There are extremes in both directions. And just as the rod swings both ways, the pendulum swings both ways, if it swings all the way this way, there's a flip side or an opposite that swings all the way the other way. We want to get to the point where we're walking the middle way, where we're neutral and we're able to respond from a higher perspective rather than react. So that's what we're working on achieving here. Identifying and working with our fears and the other things that come up and cause us to have those knee-jerk reactions is a very significant thing. In our more advanced study later in this program, we'll be giving you the questions to ask, the ways to identify where is this coming from, and how do I take appropriate action that's effective in clearing this from my life and raising my consciousness and giving me that sense of peace and well-being.